man the yama. Tom and Beish can be boy. But if he had the question was Tom and Beish, if the things were covered up, do you have to pay back if the fire burned it down? May boy lekroy. What do you have to have these two psukim for? So Morris, may boy lekroy or malach Tomin v'chad mehadak can be boy. They also agree that the question was, is Tomin potter or not? And also, it was one of those two questions. Could you have a right to make an exchange? Or do you have a right to burn down the Tvua to kill the Plishtim? Tomorrow says, Bishlem lamandi yamahani tarti. Bishlem, you've learned these two pshotim. Hainu dichsit, that's what the Pasuk says. V'loi yovidov, v'loi ovidov, v'lishoisom. That David did not want to drink it. Like David did not want it to happen. So Omri said like this, Kivon diki sura, since if I wouldn't have been a melech, there would have been an Isser involved. Therefore, lenichali, I don't want it. I don't want to make the exchange. I don't want to burn down the field of Tfuah in order to kill the Plishtim. But if the whole question was, what's the halacha about Tom and Beish? If somebody burns down the field and there were kalim there that was hidden in the field, do you have to pay for it or not? So michti gemarahu the shochla. They asked him a question. So whatever the answer is my loy over dover the shaysom. What do you mean dover didn't want to drink it? So Gemara says, Lo yamrinu mishmayu. They did not say it over in his name. It just means to say that David did not want to say over the loch in those names. And the people that are like, well, Meis and Nefesh, to find out that loch, David did not want to say over the loch in their name. Why not? Because Omri said like this, Kach mekublani mebeis dinoi Shmuel HaRamosi. This is what I was mekabel from the base din of Shmuel HaRamosi, that called HaMoiser Atzmoi Lomas HaDivrei Torah. Whoever like gives over his soul to be killed for Divrei Torah is an Omrim Dvar Halacha Mishmoi. You're not allowed to say over Dvar Halacha in his name. And the Marsha explains, because like this we always say, Koloi Med Dovi B'Shem Omroi is maybe Gula Loilam. You bring the Gula, you like bring a Mashiach to the world. Now these people, they did something wrong here. Because really you're not supposed to be Moise Nefesh, like you're not supposed to be Samech HaNanes. Even though we say Shluchei Mitzvei Nizokin, but if it's Shriach HaZeika, if it's the place you put yourself in Sakonas HaFashos, you're not supposed to do it. So you're not supposed to put yourself in the Mokum of Sakonas HaFashos to learn the Dvar Halacha. Like Pekuach Nefesh is Odev. So obviously they did something wrong here. So since they did something wrong to put themselves in the Matzah of Pekuach Nefesh just to get the Dvar Halacha, like it doesn't mean Al Kima Mitzvahs here they did it like B'mokim Kiddush Hashem. It meant just to learn the Dvar Halacha, you have no right to be Moise Nefesh for that. The Pekuach Nefesh is Odev. Therefore, he didn't want to say over the loch in their name. Then the Gemara says, the Pasuk ends off and says that, Vayaseich oisom l'Hashem, that he poured it for Hashem. He poured over the water for Hashem. Because he didn't want to drink it, he just poured it out to give it to Hashem like. That's why it's called the Shem Shemayim. Like, since it was an Isser involved, that's why he didn't want to do it like the Shem Shemayim. El Laman Diyom Atomu Beish, Shemay Vayaseich oisom l'Hashem. It was a question aloha, you lot it's Tom and Chayiv or not? So what does that have to do with Vayasach Esom Hashem? So Mura says just means the Amrinu Mishmo de Gemara. It means he said it over in the name of the Gemara. That's called Vayasach Esom Hashem, means like Vashem Hashem in the name of the Gemara. Alright, we'll stop here. You have holding that Samach Aleph from Aleph on top of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ovro Geder Shu Gavoya Dal Damas. It means you have a fire going in your rishus, and you have a gate at the end of your rishus. Now, Ovro, if the fire goes over the fence, now Ovro Gedishu Gavoya Dal Damas, if the fire goes over a fence that you had there, that was Dal Damas Hai, Oi Derech Harabim, or else there was a rabbin, like a rishus harabim, going through the end of your property, and the fire went through it, Oi Nohor, or else there was like a river there, and the fire went over the river, Potter. In all these cases, you're Potter, like you're an honest. You're not supposed to think that the fire is going to go over this wall that Dal Adam is tall, or over through the Rishus Rabin, or else over the river, therefore you're Potter. Now the Gemara says, V'tanya, we learned, not like that, we learned, Ovro Gedeshu Gavoya Arbam is Chayiv. We learned in the Brisa, no, that if the fire goes over a wall that's 4 Amas tall, you are Chayiv. And now Mishnah says, you're Potter. Gemara says there's no spira. Omar Rav Popo, Tan didan kochoshiv milmala lamata. Our Tan is going upwards, downwards. In other words, like this: Sheish amos potter. If the wall was 6 amos tall, of course you potter. Chomesh amos also you potter. Arda amos potter. Even up until arba amos also you potter. And 4 is included, like ad viyad v'chlal. four amas also you're potter for. But Tana Bro, the Tana and the Bryce is going like this. Milmato lamal, he's going from downwards upwards, kochoshiv. In other words, like this. Shtei amas chayiv. If you only had a wall there that was only two amas tall, that you're called a pesheya, because you should have known fire could travel over it. Sholosh amas chayiv, if your wall is still only three amas tall, also you chayiv. Adav amas chayiv, up until arba amas still you chayiv. And the time of the Brisa holds ad v'lo yad b'chlal. It's up until four amas. But when it becomes four amas, he also agrees that you'll be potter. So there's no stira in the Mishnah and the Brisa, they both agree. If you have this wall that's four amas tall, then you're potter. It's called an onus if the fire travels over it. But if it's less than four amas, you're potter. Taisa speaks out, we're talking about over here, Taisa says, Nilari, the Irish shein haged the gevoyim and ashal heves, that the wall is not taller than the fire itself. Because if the wall would be taller than the fire itself, so you should be potter then, you're called an onus. So Taisa, we're talking about now, could be the actual shal heves is going very far up. But the question is, you have wood on the bottom, that's the fuel for the fire. So the main question is, how high is this wall above the eitzim that's really causing the fire? So we're talking about this wall now is 4 tefachim higher up than the wood that's being burnt. Even though the actual fire itself goes much higher up. Because if the fire would not go above higher than the wall, so pshiti be potter. Even if your wall is only two arms tall. As long as like the wall is taller than the fire itself, so that's a good shmiri, should be potter. So we're talking about in the Mishnah, even though the fire itself goes way high up. Just the eitzim, the wood that's burning, there we have a wall above that, four amas, then you're potter, you don't have to think, the fire would travel on further. Omar Rava. The Rava says, Dal damas armud. After we sell Dal amas, that the potter, the Mishnah says, you're potter, if you have a wall, four amas tall, afilu besod the kaitzim. Even though right next to it there's a field that has thorns, like we learned before, thorns is very easy to catch fire to. Still, you're potter. Because the mice, if you have a wall that's dal damas tall, so it's an onus to say that the fire would travel over. Omer Rav Papa says, Umisvas koitzim ulamala dal damas. We're talking about that the wall is dal damas taller than the svas, the boundary of where the koitzim, where the thorns are. In other words, the other field has thorns. So now that the Mishnah says your pot is where your wall is ten amas taller than those kaitzim. Umisvas kaitzim ulamal dalamas. It also has to be dal damas taller from where the kaitzim ends. So it's no secret what I said before. We're talking about this dal damas above where the wood is of your fire. But if you have next to your fire a field of thorns, that's very easy to catch fire. You're only potter if your wall is 10 amas tall, 4 amas taller than the height of those thorns. Omar Rav says, Lashana, when does the Mishnah say you're potter? Ela b'kalachas. When the fire is going straight up, it's going upwards, then we say you're potter. It's not aiming to travel further, it's going upwards. So if you have your wall there, 4 amas tall, you're potter, you're called an onus if it travels. Avo b'nechfefes. For when the wind like is traveling, making the fire travel forwards, the wind is traveling, the fire is traveling, the Rashi says, Nechfefes means Sheruach, Mata Oisai v'koiflis dodim, that the wind is blowing the fire and making it travel onwards. If so, Afilu ad meyam echayiv, then even if it has to go 100 amas, still yechayiv, because when the wind is moving the fire, there's no limit to how far the wind can make the fire go. Or Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no, Mas nisim v'nechfefes. Our Mishnah is talking about even where the wind is blowing the fire. Still, if you have your wall there, 4 amas tall, that should stop it, that the wind cannot blow the fire further. Avo b'kalechas, but in the case where the fire is going straight up, afilu koshu potter, then he holds no, even if you have a small wall, even a small amashu of a wall, it would also be potter. Like when the fire is only traveling straight up, it's not moving sideways, so then you don't have to say the wall with the fire will travel. So any little bit of a mechitza you have, that should be enough. That though we need 10 amas, 4 amas, that's only because the fire is traveling. Still we say, but if you have it 4 amas tall, the wall, that apinomal should stop the fire. So if it travels further, you call it an onus yipotah. But the tani kabosi the Rav. I'll bring you a proof to Rav. That Rav says, no, b'nechfefes yechayiv. It says like this, b'med, d'vor mamurim, when is the Mishnah talking about? B'kolachas, when the fire is traveling upwards. Abba benechfefes, when the fire was bent over, like traveling forwards, v'yetze mitzuyimlo, and there's wood there, afilu ad meya mil chayiv, even if it travels 100 mil and does damage first there, still yechayiv, because when the wind is making it travel, there's no limit how far it can go. Over no, let's say the fire goes over a river, oish lulilus, shehem rechovim chesamas potter. But if the fire travels through over a river, or else over a puddle of water, shalilis, that's 8 fachim, 8 amis wide, they're also your potter. That's also a nonus to say that the water should travel through over this. Now it says, the Mishnah also says, derech harabim, that if the water, if the fire travels through a derech harabim, which means a road that's 16 amis wide, also your potter. Mor says, Mantan, who's the Tan of our Mishnah? Or my Rav Rabbi Elezer, he goes according to Rabbi Elezer. This now we learn like this. Rabbi Elezer Weimer, Sheshes Rayamo, Kederach Rishus Rabbin Potter. That any time if the road is 16 amas wide, like Rishus Rabbin is, in such a case, you're Potter. Then the Mishnah says that the fire travels over a river, also a potter. Like normally, it doesn't go over water. So here, travel through the water, your potter is called an onus. Rav Amar Rav says no mamish. That's the Mishnah means Yepota means a regular river, and still that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah that Yepota. Hoshmul Amar no Arisa de Deloy. Arisa de Deloy means Rashi says Yoya caught in a small stream. She Deilim Emenu Amashkin Sodis. It's a small stream of water that from that stream you fetch the water to water your fields. Now Man de Yama no mamish. The one that says what it means a river, a real river. Afagav Lekemaya. Then the Kura, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is even though there's no water there. Now, since it's wide, a normal river is very wide, so it's not worse than the road over Rosh Hashanah, like we had. If it travels over a road that's 16 amas wide, you're potter. Seriously, if you hold it, means a real river is wide, so even if there's no water there, it's not normal for the fire to travel more than 16 amas, you're potter. But the one that says, no, it doesn't have to be so wide, even a small stream, also you're potter, then it's only Yisbeimayin. Only because there's water in the stream. So then it's not normal for the fire to go over it. But if there's no water in the stream, then it's normal for the fire to travel through. Then you would be a chayiv. Tanan Hosim, learn the Mishnah in Peya like this. If these things like divide up the field to make it into two fields, the loch of Peya is, you have to leave over some part of your field, the growth of it, for the aniyim. So if it's one field, you have to leave over one corner. If you have something going in the middle that divides the field into two, it's like two separate fields, and you have to leave over paya separately on both fields. So what's mafsikin? The other mafsikin the paya. Ha-nachal, if you have a river going through it. Or else v'yashlulilis, that's you have the small stream going through it. V'derech ha-yochid v'derech ha-rabim, even a private road, which is only 4 amas wide, or else v'derech ha-rabim, which is 16 amas wide, it divides up the field, and each side is called like a separate field by itself. Now, my shulilis, what does it mean, this stream of water? This stream. Just means that the water where rainwater gathers together there. It's like a puddle of rainwater. So Rashi says, miskatsim k'mayim nashlal, that they gather together. That's where the rainwater gathers together. Rav Bivi, Amar Rav Yechanon, amas hamayim, no, it's a stream of water. So ama wide. Shemachalekes shlal liakfeho. That it distributes water for the sides to irrigate the side, the fields on the side. Rashi Shemashkin Oisim Imenu Veinoisim Peris. Like you feed other places from it. So it's a machlok is exactly what a shlilis mean. It's just a place where water is gathered together, or it's a flow, a small stream of water. Man di yama mokim shemeg yisham shelim. It's the one that says it's a place where the rainwater gathers together. Kol shrein amasamayim. Then for sure, a real stream of water that's going through the field, that for sure is a bigger mastic. Like that's like a kviyastik a thing that's always there, a stream of water, that for sure divides the two sides into two separate fields. But here it's only a gathering place when you have rainwater, but when there's no rainwater, maybe it's not there, it's not so kviyas, it's not a chiddush. If that divides it up, for sure a flow divides it up. But Oman Diyom Amas Samayim, the one that says no, only an amma wide of a flow, but just the place where the rainwater gathers together, that's not a masik. Why? Tahanu, these